Thank you.
Anyone who wishes to be heard in opposition to this application? Let the record show that no one else has to be recognized, so we will close the record.
Read the title, Mr. Griffin, please.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a real estate education center and associated parking to be located on certain parcel of land lying in being Dirk Sound in Sussex County containing 2.66 acres more or less.
I make a motion we approve CU 1710 with a two condition.
I have a motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Rogers to approve CU 1710 with the two conditions. Questions on the motion? Let the record show that Mr. Cole or Mr. Phillips, neither one participated in the public hearing. Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, the motion is carried.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
No problem.
Reminding you to state your reasons if you have any.
Oh, well, I think it's appropriate there. They've been there since 1998, I believe. And we're all very familiar with the location and what they do there. They need additional space because their association's growing.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Next application is change of zone number 1608. The application is Massey's Mansion Properties LLC. Application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a MRRPC medium density residential district, residential planned community.
Yes, sir.
Where certain parcel of land lying in being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, for land lying at the eastern end and on both sides of Long Neck Road, also known as Route 23, and to be located on 56.85 acres more or less. Planning and zoning commission held public hearing on this application on March 8th of 2007. For the record and before you is a copy of a large booklet. And as part of the record, all the councilmen have copies. There is a listing in my report of what's in the booklet. We also heard comments from Sussex Conservation District, County Engineering Department. The technical advisory committee commented on this application by July 26th, 2006. There were also an updated response to the plus report. There's copies of the declaration of covenant, condition, and restrictions have been submitted and are part of the record. There were several members of the Fawcett family present on behalf of this application with James Fuqua attorney and Jeff Clark of Wayne Tech Land Planning LLC and gave presentations. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application other than the applicants. At the conclusion of the public hearing, commission deferred action for further consideration and has not yet met to make a decision on this application. Thereby, the application is deferred. I received no additional comments from the agency or individual to date since that public hearing. That's all I have, gentlemen, with that question.
Any questions, Mr. Fuqua?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. For the record, my name is Jim Fuqua. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, and I'm representing the applicant, Massey Landing Properties LLC. That LLC is made up, as Mr. Lang stated, of the Fawcett family, and they're also with me here today. And seated behind me, right here, is Ida Fawcett and her children, Linford, Carol, and Robert Fawcett. Also, Connie Swift, daughter, and Benjamin is in Texas and could not be here today. Also with me is Jeff Clark of Land Tech in Ocean View. Mr. Clark did the land planning for the proposed development to be called Massey's Landing. There was an exhibit book submitted, which I assume you gentlemen each have a copy of, that contains some documents and some of the studies that we had prepared and submitted for your consideration. The property itself is located on both sides, the north and south sides of Long Neck Road, which is Route 23. As you know, Long Neck Road runs east from Route 24 to the state boat launch area at Massey's Landing. And our site is located basically at that easterly end of Long Neck Road, directly next to the state boat launching area. The property contains a total of 56.8 acres. 49 acres is located on the north side of Long Neck Road. 7.5 acres is located on the south side of Long Neck Road. The proposed Massey Landing MRRPC would contain a total of 120 residential units, and they would be a mixture of single-family detached home lots and duplex units home lots. There'd be 48 single-family lots, 48 duplex lots located on the north side of the Long Neck Road. 24 duplex units would be located on the south side. The overall gross density of 120 residential units on 55.8 acres is approximately 2.11 units per acre. The development is located in the water franchise area of the Long Neck Water Company. An ability to serve letter is in the exhibit book that we submitted under tab 16. And in fact, the Long Neck Water Company already provides water to the property surrounding the site. As to sewer, the development is located in the Sussex County Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. Adequate capacity is available. There is documentation from the county engineering office located in the exhibit book in tab 17. For planning purposes, the county engineer's office allocated 4 EDUs per net acre for this site, which under the county engineer's determination was 120 EDUs for the site, and that is the number that we utilized as our planned density. As you know, in general, under an RPC, the permitted density, or the maximum permitted density, is calculated by taking the gross amount of acreage, subtracting tidal wetlands and road right-of-way, and then dividing that in MRRPC by 10,000 square feet. So in an MRRPC on this piece of land, the gross density permitted would be 206. Again, we're requesting, in accordance with the county engineers, the planning, 120 units. The other utilities serving the site, electric service would be provided by Delaware Electric Co-op, telephone by Bell Atlantic, cable TV and internet by Mediacom. Fire and ambulance emergency services would be provided by the Indian River Volunteer Fire Department, and the site is in the Indian River School District. A complete range of shopping and services is located on Long Neck Road. In addition, there's recreational activities located on Long Neck Road, including the state boat launching facility, as I said, which is right next to this site. And then at the other end of Long Neck Road is the Bay Woods Public Golf Course. In addition, there'll be significant recreational facilities located on this site in this development itself. The development will have a homeowners association. That association will enforce the community restrictions, will collect fees, and will operate and manage and maintain the recreation facilities and the common areas. There are a number of studies prepared, some of which are referenced in the book. In connection with the preparation of this application, there was a study of the soil conditions, wetland delineation, a study of the environmental conditions and cultural resource studies. In addition, there was a traffic impact study prepared with Rogers. And of course, that was done in accordance with DLDOT directions and requirements. That was reviewed and approved by DLDOT, and the developer will be required to participate in certain roadway improvements that are specified in DLDOT's review letter, and that is in tab 22 of the exhibit book. And I'll just quickly summarize those. The developer will have to enter into an agreement with DLDOT to fund an equitable portion of improvements at Long Neck Road and Banks Road at School Lane. Those improvements will include lane improvements and a traffic signal. Additional improvements, as determined by DLDOT, will be required at Potnets Road, which is County Road 22C, and then walkways and other improvements at the site itself will be required, and we're in agreement with all those requirements. The proposed Massey's Landing MRRPC is in accordance with the Sussex County Land Use Plan. It is located in an environmentally sensitive development area, which is a growth area under the plan. The plan itself states that RPCs and village-style development should be encouraged in this area to provide open space and to protect habitat. This site is served, as I said, by public water and will be part of the county sewer system at the density planned for by the county. The site planning utilizes the clustering option permitted in the environmentally sensitive development area. An environmental assessment and public facilities evaluation report was prepared by Mr. Clark. That is in our exhibit book in tab number 8. In addition, Mr. Clark also prepared a summary of our compliance with the Section 99.9C criteria of the subdivision ordinance, which you don't usually see because it's a subdivision requirement, but we did address those items, and it is in there for review. They are items that are applicable to this development as well as a street subdivision. The proposed Massey's Landing development is also compatible with the nature of the area, and I know you gentlemen are pretty familiar with the area, but we do have a an aerial map here. The site itself, yeah, again, this is the piece on the north side, piece on the south side. Down Long Neck Road, not too far down there, there's an approved condominium townhouse development called Fairfield at Long Neck. That's basically built out at this point, maybe a couple buildings still to be built. That is built at a density of 8.6 units to the acre. And that development actually surrounds the Duke's Boat Sales site, which is which has an approved site plan for condominiums at a maximum, or at a density actually, of 12 units of the acre. So there is multifamily development in that area. I know you're all familiar with Long Neck Road. It has a high concentration of manufactured homes on leased lots. In our immediate vicinity, directly, in this direction from the site is Potnet's Cove side and Potnet's Dock side. And again, they're located immediately adjacent to the site on the west side. Across the road, adjacent to our other site, is Potnet's Seaside, which is in this area here, and then also the Massey Landing Manufactured Home Park, which is located right here. The Massey Landing Mobile Home Park is actually owned by the Fawcett family. This is theirs. And then, of course, there's the state boat launching area, which is located right here. The state boat launching area actually was part of the Fawcett family property. It was part of this property and part of where the manufactured home park was, and that was sold by the Fawcetts to the state. They had operated a bait and boat launching area there for a number of years, and that was sold to the state to be a public facility. The lands themselves in question here were actually purchased by Linford Fawcett, which is the grandfather of the Fawcett children, back in 1938. So the land has been in the Fawcett family since 1938, and it was actually purchased from Mr. Massey. So it goes back to the source, basically. At this point, what I'd like to do is turn our presentation over to Jeff Clark to actually go over the site plan and site conditions and to show you the proposed development. Next.
And for the record, my name is Jeff Clark. I'm a licensed landscape architect in the state of Delaware with the firm of Land Tech, Land Planning, and Ocean View. And there is a reduced copy of the site plan in your in the book. It's tab number 3 in the design summary book. And let me just leave that photo up there just for a second. The views from the Fawcett property to the north, and north in this particular photo and the site plan are both right up at the top of the plan. Views to the north are across the open waters of Rehoboth Bay with Dewey Beach in the distance. To the south, the views are again of open water towards the Indian River Inlet. And views to the east are what I've termed to be spectacular across this unnamed island that you see right on the right-hand side of the photograph and toward the Atlantic Ocean. And in fact, from the Fawcett home place, you can see the 19th century oceanfront Indian River life-saving station. As you'll see, as another feature on the property itself, there are several canals were excavated in the 70s that were never completed. These features. Mm-hmm.
So
The land use plan was developed then with an emphasis on maximizing the number of home sites that could take advantage of these water, wetlands, and existing forested views that this special waterfront tract of land offers. This plan was developed following a federal and state of Delaware wetlands delineation that was completed by Mr. Ed Linnae of Environmental Resources, Inc. On this particular plan, all water view and water fronting home sites are single-family detached lots. The interior home sites have all been sized for semi-detached or two-family homes. All water fronting and water view home sites have been planned to allow at the very least 50 feet of natural undisturbed buffer, and in most cases it's almost double that. No water fronting home sites contain any wetlands or any buffer area within the boundaries of the lot. And there is a lot size chart that's found in the design summary in section 14 that shows the size of each lot and that each lot exceeds the minimum lot area prescribed in the zoning ordinance. The private street system connects each lot to its neighbor into the Long Neck Road with three intersections as shown. Each of the Long Neck Road intersections will by necessity be constructed to DelDOT standards with a continuous bicycle path and walkway along the entire Long Neck Road frontage of the property. One feature of the street network on this property is the segment in front of lots 66 to 72, and that is this segment right here, which where the in this particular case is a planning tool. The water views are made available to all the residents and visitors to the Massey's Landing plan as is proposed. Typically, as you might have seen plans in the past, you would have a row of homes that are directly fronting on the waterfront, which effectively block the view or block the water views for everyone except those few folks that own the waterfront homes. A sidewalk is planned in front of all lots which connect directly to a street. In most sections of the community, sidewalks are then on both sides of the street. Some areas, such in front of lots 35 to 46, the sidewalk is planned only on one side of the lot side of the street. Regularly spaced street lights will be installed along all sidewalks and the grass strip between the curb and the sidewalk. And street trees are also planned in that same grass strip between the sidewalk and curb. There is a community center planned in a central location and a swimming pool and a 35-space parking lot, which is in this area right here. In the center of the plan. And the centrally located parking lot is also designated to serve as a bus stop connection for both school buses and DelDOT transit buses when that service is extended to the end of Long Neck. There are several planned recreational features throughout the neighborhood. The central community park will exist on the waterfront peninsula that's connected to the community center that extends out and has two fingers of water on either side. There is a floating proposal for a floating kayak or canoe launching and mooring pad envisioned, subject, of course, to Denver permits. A standalone tot lot area has been planned in the wooded area across from lots 117, in this area here. And a second large community park is set along Massey's Ditch along that street that I just referred to a minute ago. That is a long, narrow park, a waterfronting park, connected to the entire community by a sidewalk system. And with the exception of the kayak canoe facility in the central neighborhood park, all boat launching, temporary mooring, and things of that nature would take place at the Delaware Public Boat Launch and Fishing Pier that Jim referred to earlier, that's at the very end of Long Neck Road. Our reaction, or written reaction to the plus review is found in tab number 6 of the design summary. Our comments are in blue, and the comments by the agencies are in black. There were a number of issues that were raised at the plus level, which resulted in amendments to this plan before you. And referring to that section, you'll find that some of those amendments include a reduction in density from 125 to 120 homes, the removal of 10 homes from the northwestern corner of the site, which was deemed to be an environmentally sensitive area, the elimination of a six-unit townhome condominium buildings in favor of the semi-detached and single-family detached homes, the replacement of open water ponds with man-made wetland filters, the removal of all lot lines from the state of Delaware, federal jurisdictional, and buffer areas, resulting in all lots being free of wetlands and buffer impacts. And it brought to our attention there may be some issues with regard to historic impact, and we did conduct a study to confirm that no historic homes existed on or adjacent to the property. And we also commissioned a study that confirmed that there are no rare, threatened, or federally endangered species on the Fawcett property. There was some concern raised at the plus level about the use of the dredge spoil material, which is on the Fawcett property, and that's this white feature that you see, the sand pile, if you will, that's right here above the Fawcett home place. And Mr. Lene has confirmed with a document in that design summary that there are no restrictions to the removal or use of this sanding material from a regulatory agency permit and approval standpoint. Actually, it's the intention of the family to grade this material during site construction and use it as a fill where necessary. As Jim stated, the community is served by both Central Water and by the Long Neck Water Company and Central Sewer, which has been confirmed in writing to have by the county to have adequate capacity. And that concludes my tour of the site.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, just a couple other comments. The aerial photograph, I think, shows a good example of the old fill or dredge and fill design versus this design. I mean, it's blatantly right there. That's the difference. Here you see those areas, those fingers, are preserved and basically kept the way they are to remain as natural features. The lots themselves, there's no wetlands located within any lot lines, and there's no buffer located within any lot lines. So buffers and all wetlands are outside of all the lot line areas. We believe that this site is appropriate for MRRPC approval. It's a developed area of medium density development where Central Water and County Sewer is available. This RPC will provide a superior environment with a mixture of single family and duplex uses. The Fawcett family has seen a lot of things change around them since 1938 when they first purchased the property, and this is an appropriate and reasonable use of the property designed in an environmentally sensitive manner that will have no negative impact on the uses or values of the neighboring properties. I do have some proposed conditions and findings which we submitted to the Planning Commission, which I'll give to Mr. Griffin to hand out to you. And that would conclude our presentation, subject to any questions you have.
Any questions, gentlemen? Is there anyone here who wishes to speak in support of this application who has not been heard? Is there anyone here who wishes to speak in opposition to this application?
Let the record show that no one else has to be recognized. The planning and zoning closed their record or
when the record is closed, it's pending decision.
So the record here will be closed, and since planning and zoning is deferred, what's your pleasure, gentlemen?
Need a motion to defer, gentlemen.
So moved.
Got a lot of reading to do.
Thank you.
Say second.
Mr.
Jones.
I will. I have a motion to close the public hearing and defer on CZ 1608 until planning and zoning makes a recommendation that they have 4 to 5 days. Any questions?
Second.
Yeah, I got a second. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, John.
Mr. Vine?
Yes, sir.
Next application is change of zoning number 1621, the application of Todd A. Richmond to amend the comprehensive zoning map from a GR general residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, land lying southeast of Pepperd Road, also known as Road 273, 350 feet northeast of Harmon Street, and being lots 9 and 10 within Shockley subdivision, to be located on 10,000 square feet more or less. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on March 8th of 2007. Gentlemen, before you, and in your record is a copy of an exhibit booklet provided by the applicant. We heard comments from DelDOT, Conservation District, County Engineering Department. There were four letters voicing support received by the office from area residents and neighbors. Todd Fishman, the applicant, was present with Glenn Mandela's attorney. He gave presentations. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearings, the commission discussed the application. Mr. Gordy stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change zone 1621 for Todd A. Fishman based on the record and for the following reasons. One, this application returns this property to its original commercial zoning. CR1 zoning is appropriate since the original C1 district is now a closed district. This is basically infill. Everything around this property is zoned commercial. This application will not adversely affect the neighborhood or area roadways. The property is within a county operated sanitary sewer district and is within a development district according to the county comprehensive land use plan. There was a motion and a second carried unanimously to forward this application to council with the recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated. That motion carried 4-0. Received no additional comments except the copies of the exhibit booklets from any agency or individual to date. That's all I have, gentlemen.
Any questions?
Mandos?
Yes.
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 Good afternoon, President Dukes and Councilman. I know you got for the record, Glenn Mandels. I'm attorney with Cricket, Jones and Elliott, 11 North State Street, Dover, Delaware, 19904. I know you've had a long day today, and we try not to extend your day much further as the last on the list today. Mr. Lank mentioned, this is a rezoning application. It's largely a request to ask you to return something to a zoning that it originally was. With me is Todd Fishman, who is the owner of EnviroTech Environmental Consulting, and that's the business for which the subject parcels will in fact be used. And what we are requesting is that two adjacent parcels, those being lots 9 and 10, which are south of Hebron Road, just outside of Rehoboth Beach, that are currently zoned general residential, be zoned to commercial residential or CR1. As one sort of interesting note to this, and I think this is correct, Mr. Lank, this would be the first two parcels that would be zoned CR1 since the CR1 district's been closed. As I mentioned, we're largely asking you to put something back to what it was. These parcels, in fact, were zoned C1 until 1997. At that time, the current owner asked for a rezoning to general residential for the use of rental trailers. Mr. Fritchman will explain how that rezoning, for a number of reasons, was largely undocumented. Nobody really was aware of it. And in fact, Mr. Fishman purchased these parcels and went through county, went through state, and did all these, jumped through many, many hoops to actually construct a commercial structure on these apparently residentially zoned properties. It was only after the commercial building was placed on the property that the county realized we realized there was a small encroachment. It had to come for a variance. We came for that variance, and it was at that time the county realized that these parcels were actually zoned residential. So it wasn't until after a building permit and everything that goes along with it and a certificate of occupancy was actually issued that it was actually realized that these were residential properties. So as I said, we're largely asking you to return it back to a commercial zoning. And the zoning, which I think most people thought it in fact was. The plan is consistent with your comprehensive development plan. The Planning and Zoning Commission has recommended approval, and what Mr. Fishman has done with the property is certainly complementary to the character of the neighborhood. You'll see at page 4 of your exhibit books photographs of all the surrounding properties on that side of Hebron Street. You can see the consistency. There's also a number of letters of support in your exhibit books toward the back of them. So we're respectfully requesting that you do approve this rezoning request, and I'll let Mr. Frischman speak just for a moment about the sort of the tangled mess that he's went through to arrive where we're at today.
So you got violated, is that what happened? You're a violator.
It's a moving target.
For the record, my name is Todd Frischman. I'm the president of Envirotech Environmental Consulting Incorporated, and I reside at number 10 South Lake Terrace, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. good afternoon, Councilman. I'm here to just take you on a timeline through the tangled web that I've gotten in here with this. If we could just quickly refer to page 12 for the convenience of time, just go through this. On July 14th, we submitted a contract to a real estate agent and agency for lot number 9, Hebron Road, with a contingency that we would be able to acquire a variance for a setback on a commercial facility that we wanted to construct there to provide a staging area and storage facility for our environmental management services that does service the entire county. Three municipalities, 117 homeowner governed subdivisions in the county. And that variance was approved. And then, based on that, we purchased the lot on October 30th, 2004, again, all under C1 status. The building code was approved. We got fire marshal approval on the facility, which is a very unique state-of-the-art facility because of the new warehouse. Water quality management products there. First in the county that I'm aware of. And then we got the conservation district approval. We were less than 5,000 square feet. No stormwater management plan is included, although we knew a little bit better, and we did all impervious surface. There is no pervious surface other than the rooftop of the building. All water is absorbed on site. There is no runoff. We got our DLDOT approval. Site plan approval, building permit, building construction began December 2005. The building was constructed and completed in September of 2006. We had to have our final survey done and found that we were off again a little bit, so we came back for another variance. I didn't do the engineering or the survey. That was all contracted out. Those contracts are in here if you want to see. But we were given that variance as well. And I think it was at that meeting, I'm not sure which meeting it was, but it was at the first meeting that it came out that it was really not
commercial.
But it wasn't changed on the county's computer base. And in fact, it's still, if you looked on C1 zoning in the county, it's still zoned C1 on the map to this date. I'm not trying to get anybody, you know, I'm just saying.
You might cost him his job.
No.
I hope you're satisfied.
Let me clarify.
The shape.
Which part was going to go back to the realtor, huh?
Just to clarify this.
Who was your realtor?
One clarification. The map that Mr. Frischman refers to is the online map, except the map that's in Mr. Lang's office is, in fact, correct.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We'll keep you a while longer.
What I meant was the one we have in here, it's shady.
I know what you're worried.
Should we vote on that?
I'm talking about
it. This is an order, I'll keep you ready.
Stay focused, my man.
Have we just disrupted your train of thought?
No, that's basically it. So now we're here to attempt to acquire the rezoning back to C1 to obviously support the investment and...
P&Z agreed with it, right?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
For the benefit of the applicant, there was a computer glitch. So I'm going to call it a computer glitch. Because all 9 of the maps are wrong, and the information on the computer system is wrong. You never click and change the map. The paper map was correct.
Wow.
Okay.
The old saying is sometimes it's better to ask forgiveness than is permission.
That's right.
So you're asking for forgiveness today or permission?
Both. I'm asking for whatever you see best fit.
Okay.
Good answer, Doc.
That is good.
Any questions?
So the building's built.
Right.
You got your stuff all in it.
And it's functional.
I make a motion we defer for 10 months.
I got a contract.
Don't worry, John.
Let's see if there's anyone else.
12 months?
Does that finish your year?
14 months, Mr. Richmond.
Yeah, but I could go one. I better not say it.
Put on your head.
Right.
It's getting late.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else here who wishes to speak either in support of or in opposition to this application?
All right, Mr. Fuqua, your chance. Ooh,
yeah, you don't want to say something? Come on, man.
I was handed a letter by Mr. Rogers, which I'll read into the records. It's from Richard Popple. I'm writing to express my support for this zoning change. I also own one of the four lots, 9, 10, 23, and 24, that were zoned C1 until 1997 when Robert Ames changed them to residential. They are all adjoining. My lot, 24, is adjoining lots 9 and 10, and is 5 feet away from the building that is on lot 9. I believe that all of these four parcels would be better suited to CR1 commercial because all the properties surrounding them are C1 commercial. I unsuccessfully applied for a zoning change last year and plan on applying for a new CR1 commercial soon. I would like to move my business to this property. Thank you for your time, Richard Popple. That will close the record. What's your pleasure, gentlemen?
Read title, please.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County for the CR General Residential District for a CR-1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying in the military of Sussex County containing 10,000 square feet more or less.
I make a motion to approve CZ-1621. Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second, Mr. Rogers, to approve CZ-1621. Questions on the motion? Being number Cole?
But yes, it seems that the project's already been built and is in place, and it's contiguous to some other commercial property, so it's not out of character.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
My name is Mr. Cole, yes.
Team,
you know the reasons he's still associated?
Same reasons.
Same reasons, okay. Mr. Jones?
My vote is yes, also agree with him.
I agree with planning
zoning. He's trying to get reelected.
I vote yes, the motion is carried. Any other business? Additional business? Any motion to adjourn?
I don't know who's interested.
Oh, he's one of us.
Yeah. One of each.
Any other motion to adjourn?
I know you.
They're in the mall.
You guys want to stay?
Make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second. I'll go to adjourn.
I'm handing down some proposed findings on that massive landing they have.
Okay.
Okay. All in favor, say what I was saying.
Too late. It's closed. We can't take it.